The topic of tonight's chabura is ta'us v'me'ein hama'ora. What's the din if a person makes a mistake and doesn't mention the correct me'ein hama'ora and other related types of omissions? So there's a machlokas, the Bali Tosos, and the Ramaslo Tavalos Palamincha and Kavav and Beis. The first opinion of Tosos, Kasav v'bein Yehuda, in Tav v'lo hifka v'ash chodesh b'mincha, lo yispal o'od b'layla. Person erroneously omitted Yalav Yavo Mincha Rosh Chodesh, and that night is no longer Rosh Chodesh. It's a one day Rosh Chodesh, or it's the second day of Rosh Chodesh. So on Aleph Mincha you omitted Yalav Yavo. So what do you do that night when you're davening Mar for Beis? Is it Tashlumin? Lo Yispalo Belayla. There's no point in davening a Tzvilas Tashlumin. The Lama Yispalo. What are you going to gain by davening again? Hari Kvar Yispalo called Tzvilas Mincha Vayom. You already davened mincha in its proper time. Levad Rosh Chodesh Elohisker. Ela what? You forgot to mention Yalav Yavo. And Ken Emar V'yaklov V'myatzav Yispal Mosev Rosh Chodesh. What are you going to gain by davening an Efter Mariv on Beis Kislev? Harei Lo Yasker Otvilas Rosh Chodesh. You're not going to be mentioning Yalav Yavo. The only thing you forgot was Yalav Yavo. You're going to daven an Efter Mariv. You're right. You're not going to say Yalav Yavo. So what have you gained? Yibcheshbar Aspalo. You already davened Shemona Esrei. That you're Yotze. That you already davened, and you forgot Yalav Yavo, but you're not going to be gaining anything by davening another Mariv, because you won't be able to say Yalav Yavo anyway. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda and Tosos. And then Tosos points out that the Rif is Mashma otherwise. The Rif says, I guess the citation isn't critical, but Tosis Medayik from the Rif that in this situation you would have to daven an additional Shmonesrei, you'd have to daven Tashlumin for Mariv, even if you're not going to be adding anything to the original Shmonesrei, even though you are going to not say Yalav Yavo now, you didn't say Yalav Yavo before, you still have to daven Tzvilas Tashlumin. Yeah.
Couldn't that be based on the
Chakir
from last week?
How is that based on the
Chakir
from last week?
If you're diving on the Yisrael, if you're davening the same tefillah that was davened before,
right,
then you're not gaining anything because you already davened that tefillah that was missing the Yalav Yavo, and by davening now, you're not gaining anything because you're not going to say Yalav Yavo. Mm-hmm. If it's davening a new tefillah with the Mariv, that's going to count for your mincha, then before.
But you're ready, yotzei your mincha. You could say that way within one side of the classic way this is understood. So let me say the classic way this is understood, and then if you want to say otherwise, you'll tell me, but I think it doesn't work in both directions. I'll explain why. The classic way this machlokes is understood, it's said this way by Shem Reb Chaim, the Stipler has it here in Simon Tesayin, and it's almost explicit the way the Rush presents the machlokes, the Rush in Simon Beis. The classic way it's understood is that according to the first day, according to the Rebbeinu Yehuda, if you forget Yalav Yavo, then you've been yotzei your chiyuv tefillah, you've been yotzei your Shemona Esrei, you just haven't been yotzei the additional element of me'ein hamora. There's a separate chiyuv of mentioning the topic of the day, mentioning Yalav Yavo. So you've been yotzei mincha, you haven't been yotzei me'ein hamora. So what's going to happen? You daven tashlumin. So you don't have to make up the mincha, you're ready yotzei mincha. The only thing you've lost is Yalav Yavo, and you're not going to be reciting Yalav Yavo again anyway. And the position of the Rif, the second day in Tosos, is that no, if you don't mention Yalav Yavo, it's not just that you haven't been yotzei the me'ein hamora, but you haven't been yotzei shmona esrei at all. It's ki'ilu you haven't davened. You haven't davened mincha, then you're mechuyav in tashlumin. And it doesn't make a difference if you're going to mention Yalav Yavo and Tashlumin or not, because l'maisa, you haven't been yotzei your tefillah at all. Yeah.
I'm assuming even for the first, the Rosh's first sheet of the Rebbeinu Yehuda, that means you can't just say Me'ein HaMorah outside of Shemona Esrei.
Right. There is a structure for reciting Me'ein HaMorah. And then you have to, if you forget Yalav Yavo Mincha, and you remember when it's still Shemona Mincha, you have to daven Shemona Esrei again, because that's the only way to get the Me'ein HaMorah. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the chiyuv of Tfilas Mincha, you've already been yotzei the chiyuv of Tfilas Mincha.
The only reason the Shemona Esrei has to be there is to hold up this Me'ein HaMorah.
Like basically, and that's the nature of the Takana, and then we allow you to say Shemona Esrei again in order to gain the Me'ein HaMorah. The way the Rosh presents the Shita of the Chachmei Kervant, which is parallel to the first Shita in Tosos, the Rosh in Simon Beis, Nira lo yifal yal yav min kol rosh chodesh lo yifal yal yav min kol rosh chodesh lo yifal mot rosh chodesh dayim came in the aim of a half of rosh chodesh lam yafar yifal yifaf came in shifar yifal osa lo dami lo hadar min rahach and yifal mot yishav yish dayim shal kol the yotzi bo yishal shabbos the shani hach the after shabbos bar lo yifal yifaf amene yatorak tef nishav brachos hilkach yishal yifal min chas shabba yatab asin yifaf brachos yifal mot yishabbos yin nam yishak yishabbos. However, when it comes to Yavo V'Yavo, if you're ready Ben Yotze, you're Chiyuv Tfila, you're ready Davin, you're not going to be gaining anything by reciting Tashlum because you already missed Yavo V'Yavo, you're not going to be reciting Yavo V'Yavo anyway. The Chachmei Pervans, Hayu Omrim Kevin Shalai Yotze, Dechavasa, Lezua Tfila, Havala Ki'ilos Palel. That since you didn't mention Yalav Yavo, is Ki'ilu, you didn't daven, you weren't Yosei at all, the Sarach was Pa'al L'Shtayim L'Erev, Afvishayim Maskir Shodesh Kodesh. L'maisa, you haven't been Yosei Yachiyah, so you're from the Chiyah and Tashlumin, even if you're not going to mention Shodesh Kodesh, because that's not the issue. So it's Mavur from this presentation of Chacham Yervant, that sheet is assuming you haven't been Yosei Yachiyah Shman Esei at all. And the first sheet is assuming that you haven't Yosei Yachiyah Shman Esei, you just haven't been Yosei the main Amora, and Tashlumin is not going to help you at all if the only thing you're missing is an Ein Hamorah.
The Chachmei Kervan is the same as the Rif.
I'm sorry?
The Chachmei Kervan is the same as the Rif.
The Chachmei Kervan is the same as the Rif, right. The Stipler points out that there's a Tosus on Daf Kaf Testament base, which is relevant for this discussion as well. The Gemara says on Kaf Testament base that if a person is Toah and neglected to recite Yalav Yava in the appropriate place in Shmona Esrei, you have to be chosen to that place. If you haven't yet finished Shmona Esrei, you forgot to say Yalav Yava in Ritzei, let's say you're up to Sim Shalom, you have to go back to Ritzei and start again from there. Says Tosos, Ubehag Piresh, Dafka B'yachir. Aval B'tzibur Einu Chosim Rimnei Sheshoma Mishatz. That if a yach is davening on his own and he forgot Yalav Yava, then he has to go back and say it again. But if he's davening in a tzibur, then he doesn't have to go back and say it again. He can be someich on the recitation of the shatz, on the chazaras hashatz, and be yotze through the chazaras hashatz. And then, so the quote of Maharam, Dafka shachach lahaskir shel rosh chodesh. Aval shachach bracha shlema mafzirin osa ve'ena yosem mishmiyasa mishdeh tzibur. The only time in which this notion of being yosei with the tefillah of the shliach tzibur works is if you forgot me'ein hama'ora. But if you forgot a regular bracha, you left out the lamal shinim, you left out shema kolenu, then it doesn't help to listen to the tefillah of the shatz. You have to repeat shemana esrei yourself. So the Stipler points out that this fits in with the Shita, that when you, the Shita of Ben Yehuda, that when you neglect to recite Me'ena Ma'ora, you've fundamentally been Yotze, your Chiyush Shmona Esrei, there's just this peripheral obligation that you've neglected, and that peripheral obligation could be fulfilled by listening to the Shliach Tzibur. As opposed to, if I forget a normal bracha in Shmona Esrei, then there the Shliach Tzibur can't be motzi me, I have to daven again on my own. Because there I haven't been Yotze the Chiyush Tfila at all. And that's consistent with what the Taz writes, Lahalacha, in Simon Kuf Kaf Dalid, Seif Katan Hey, that if a person didn't daven at all, then he cannot be Yotzei through the Tefillah of Seif Tzibur. But the implication is that something short of that, if you're Yotzei the Tefillah, you just neglected the Me'ena Ma'ora, then it could be your Yotzei through the Tefillah of Seif Tzibur, which is this suggestion of the Maharam quoted in our Tosfos. Further, in general, we pass in against Rav Gamliel that the Shliach Tzibur cannot be motzi baki b'tfila. However, what Tosfos is saying is that even though that's true in general, if you're fundamentally yosei tfila, you're just not yosei the haskaras meinam ma'ora, so that we allow the Shliach Tzibur to be motzi one. Yeah.
Isn't it strange that you can be yosei the context of Me'ena Ma'ora, would that actually mean Yosef the Shmona Esrei itself?
Well, you've already been yotze your own Shmoneh Esrei, right? And the Me'ein HaMa'ora, the Takana Me'ein HaMa'ora, is that it has to be in the context of a Shmoneh Esrei, but it doesn't have to be in the context of your Shmoneh Esrei necessarily. If you're yotze that through some type of Shmei Ka'ona of someone else having Shmoneh Esrei, just the Tzibur, on behalf of the Tzibur, then...
Do you have to hear everything word for word? You have to experience Me'ein HaMa'ora in the context of full Shmoneh Esrei,
right?
Even though there's no chiyuv nor a yitzias chov in when you're listening.
Right, because that's presumably the nature of the takana Me'ein HaMa'ora that has to be in that context. Another application is pointed out by Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in the Zichron Shmuel, Simon Kaf Beis. What's the din if you have a Shabbos, Yontif falls out on Shabbos, and you're benching, and you forgot to say Ritzei? You said Yalav Yavo, but you forgot Ritzei. So the din is that if you forget Ritzei on the first two Sudas of Shabbos, you have to repeat Berakas HaMazon. So you repeat a Berakas HaMazon, and the second time you recited Yalav Yavo, but you didn't say Ritzei. Did I say the same thing twice? The first time you said Ritzei, you didn't say Yalav Yavo. The second time you said Yalav Yavo, you didn't say Ritzei in either order. So do you have to repeat benching again?
You did two benchings with each of them.
Each of them missed something.
Okay.
Right. So he says, Rosh Hashanah says, it should be totally on this same machlokas. That if pshat, if you forget Me'ein HaMa'ora, is that you're not yotzei the tefillah at all. So hu adin, you're not yotzei Birkas HaMazon at all. And you're not yotzei the first Birkas HaMazon if you neglected to say Ritzei. You're not yotzei the second Birkas HaMazon if you neglected to say Alvi Alvi. You haven't been yotzei Birkas HaMazon at all, and you have to repeat it a third time. But if the pshat and tefillah is that you're fundamentally yotzei the chiyuv, the only thing is that you're lacking the Me'ein HaMa'ora, then you have the Me'ein HaMa'ora, because you said the Ritzei the first time, you said the Yalav Yavo the second time, they're both in the context of Birkas HaMazon. So at the end of the day, you've recited both Me'ein HaMa'oras in the appropriate context of Birkas HaMazon. So what's true lahalacha? So I should take a step back, and we should mention what's true lahalacha in the original case of Tfila. Right? How do we paskin this machlokas? One second. How do we paskin this machlokas, the Bali Tosfos lahalacha, if a person neglected to recite Yalav Yavo Mincha, do you daven tashlumin? So in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Ches, Seif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber paskins based on Rabbeinu Yonah, which is quoted in this Russian Simon Beis, Tab Mincha, Tabi Mincha Shal Shabbos V'Yispalash Ben Esrei V'Lohizkur Shal Shabbos. So in a similar case, if a person didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos, a weekday Mincha on Shabbos, he didn't make any mention of Shabbos, Mispal Moshe Shabbos Shlayim V'Yispal Asob B'Torah Nedava V'Einu Tzorech L'Chadish B'Davar V'Adin V'Lohizkur Yalav Yava V'Mincha Shal Rosh Chodesh. The Sak of the Mechaber is that it's a Safik Ledina whether you're Mechuyif to daven Tashlumin or not. And therefore, if you daven the Tashlumin B'Taras Nadava, then you're Yosei Chaladeyas. If you're Mechuyif the Tashlumin, so you're davening the Tashlumin. If you're not Mechuyif, so you're davening B'Taras Nadava. That's a suggestion that the Mechaber has Lalacha based on this Rabbein Yonah, that if you neglected to recite Yalav Yavo Mincha Shavash Chodesh, you should daven two Mariz. But you should stipulate that the additional one is B'taras Nedava. Fine. So when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, Birkas HaMazon is a little bit different, because even if the chi of a Birkas HaMazon is Daraisa, the mention of Me'ein HaMa'ora is clearly only Dirabbanan. So all you're left with over here, you've definitely been yotzei Birkas HaMazon min HaTorah. The question is only a Din D'Rabbanan, And on a din derabban, we say sabi derabban lekula, where there's no option, there's no institution of birchas hamazon in the davar. When it comes to tefillah, so even if it's bottom line of sabi derabbanan, because main ma'orah is only a din derabbanan, but there's this institution of tefillah in the davar, which is a catch-all. But when it comes to benching, there's no parallel institution of benching binadava, and therefore there's no easy out the way there is by tefillah, and misafeg, you should not repeat birchas hamazon. Yeah.
You could
eat again.
They suggest sometimes if you're not sure if you had, let's say, a shear, even another shear, or even sure you didn't have any definite spouse.
You should bench in your mind.
Sometimes it says like, okay, it's like you can stock bench, but like if you have an opportunity to bench again, do it again. It's like you're not really going to say.
You tell me here.
Yeah.
Right. So isn't an etza to eat again and have the requisite hesed, shimakom, whatever, to allow you to solve the genocidal problem or have another suda? Maybe. Okay. But if you don't suggest that you go that far,
there's no food left or something.
Right. If you don't have to go that far, so then misafik, you wouldn't bench in that case. Yeah.
If you're in Yotze, in the Ora, you would say the first time you say it when you miss Galaviyava.
Right.
And the second, if you hold that you're Yotze, you're in the Ora, you would say you shouldn't say it at all. It would be repetitive to say it.
Not necessarily, because given that the Ein Ma'or is said in the context of Birkas HaMazon, so where you're mechuyev to repeat Birkas HaMazon for whatever reason, you might still say it in the fullest way.
We're assuming it's there that you didn't eat Kedei
Sviya. No, even if you ate Kedei Sviya, but you definitely yotzei lechiyev min haTorah Birkas HaMazon, because the Ein Ma'or is only din derabanan. Haskarath Me'enamar is only din derabanan.
Okay.
I mean, even if you'll tell me that pshat in tefillah is that you're not yotze the tefillah at all, but the whole institution of Shemoneh Esrei itself is only din derabanan. When it comes to Birkas HaMazon, you're definitely yotze the chiyuv d'oraisa, even if there's no Haskarath Me'enamar.
What about Yontif? We're also talking about
Shabbos. Yeah, we're talking about Shabbos,
Yontif. Right, okay, good. Why? Don't we pass that you go back, that you repeat benching if you didn't say Aliyavo on Yotze, though?
We do.
So why, if you go to Deraisa, why would you say it again? To be able to Derabanan also. So you can, it's worth going back, it's not worth being self-fake.
Ritzvi Pesach Frank in the Chuvani Hart Tzvi, Arachayim, Chelik Aleph, Simin and Dalid, has the following question. What's the din? Person is davening on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, let's say. And he says Yalav Yavo, but he forgets the Saint Talamarta Levracha. And there's the soul, we already started saying the Saint Talamarta Levracha from Zayim Rechesha. Okay, so he said Yalav Yavo, and he forgot the Saint Talamarta Levracha. So he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei because he forgot the Saint Talamarta. Then when he goes back and repeats Shemoneh Esrei, he says the same Talamatar, but he forgets Yalav V'Yavo. The first time he said Yalav V'Yavo, not the same Talamatar. And the second time he says the same Talamatar, and not Yalav V'Yavo. So what would you say?
It's
not Makar V'Tfil?
It
is Makar V'Tfil, yeah. Again, what should the din be?
The din should be you should need to say another Shemoneh Esrei with
Yalav. The first time, you already done two Shemoneh Esreis. One of them had Yalav Yavo, now the same Talmud to Levracha. One of the same Talmud to Levracha, now the Yalav Yavo.
The one with Yalav Yavo without the same Talmud to Levracha was...
You weren't Yotze. What about the other one?
The other one you were Yotze, but you didn't say Yalav Yavo.
Right.
So you're missing Yalav Yavo.
Right. So at first glance, this should be telling you on the original machlokas, meaning if the pshat when you neglect the alviyavo, is that you're not Yotzei Tefillah at all, so you haven't been Yotzei Tefillah in either case. When you didn't have Yalav Yavo, you weren't Yotzei Tefillah, and obviously when you didn't say the same time Yotzei Tefillah, you're not Yotzei Tefillah. But if Shad is that you're Yotzei the Tefillah, you just lacked in Einam Ora, so when you neglected Yalav Yavo, you were Yotzei the Tefillah. And the second time, when you say Shmona Esrei with the Meinam Ora, then you go to the Meinam Ora, and you wouldn't have to repeat an additional time. So that's what Rusi Pesach Frank says initially. And what's the Ladina, the stipler, raises the same question in Liza with the Tzarachian. And Rusi Pesach Frank thinks that you should, like the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch in the case of Yalav Yavo, you should daven a third time and stipulate that it's Betaras Nedava. Right, just to cover all your bases.
Because Motzi is not Rosh Chodesh anymore?
No, it's still Rosh, there's not no Motzi. This is, you forgot Shacharis. It's still the morning. The first Shmoneh Esrei, you said Yalav Yavo, not V'Sein Talmud Tov Racha. Then you're B'Shmoneh Esrei, and you said V'Sein Talmud Tov, not Yalav Yavo. And it's still Shacharis time. So you have to daven a third time.
Why is this any different than a case? Yeah, I don't understand why. How does the second Shmoneh Esrei help you at all?
Second Shmoneh Esrei helps you because it puts the Yalav Yavo, the Meinam Ora, in the context of the Shmoneh Esrei. So you would say the Meinam Ora.
But the Shmoneh Esrei is not in the
Shmoneh Esrei. Even if it's lacking one detail, but it's still in the context of the Shmoneh Esrei, which would be sufficient for Meinam Ora.
Is that a Chiddush here?
Meaning, within that side, that within the Rabbeinu Yehuda, the way we explained it, that fundamentally, you don't say your Shmoneh Esrei, your Chiyat Tefillah, if you don't say Yalav Yavo, you just require a Askaris Me'ina Ma'ora. So one could argue, it's not Pashut, but one could well argue that as long as that Askaris Me'ina Ma'ora is in the context of a Shmoneh Esrei Brachos, even if there's one detail in that Shmoneh Esrei which wouldn't fulfill the Chiyav Al Shmoneh Esrei, but as long as it's in that context, I could hear you argue on the other side, as long as it's in that context, you're Yotzei your Chiyav of Me'ina Ma'ora. Then
But how would this fit in? I thought we said, I don't know if it was last couple of weeks, so I don't remember that we don't encourage tefillah nedava.
Ah, so that's a very good question, and I'm gonna get to that in a few minutes. The pashtus is that even though we don't encourage tefillah nedava in a situation like this where there are other factors involved, and it's just to cover all your bases, we would allow you to daven a tefillah nedava. But I'll get back to that. Good. So then Rav Sipa Zachran quotes from Reb Chaim. This appears in the stencils, the first sermon actually, first sermon of the Sefer. Reb Chaim addresses, what's the din if you, not talking about Rosh Chodesh, Erev Shabbos Mincha, you forgot the same Talmud Tov Racha. And you don't remember until it's already Shabbos. Do you have to daven tashlumin for mincha? Do you have to daven two maariv Friday night? Right? You forgot to say the same Talmud Matar. Now you're not going to be saying the same Talmud Matar at night because of Shabbos. But do you still have to daven two Shmoneh Esrei? So Reb Chaim thinks that this question is not analogous to the question of Yalav Yavo. And even according to the Rabbeinu Yehuda and Tosfos, that if you omit Yalav Yavo, you're fundamentally Yotzei the Chiyuv of Shmoneh Esrei. But that's only if you're omitting an Ein Hamorah. But if you omit the same Talamarta Levracha, even Rabbeinu Yehuda would agree that you're not Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei at all. Because that's not a Haskaras Ma'orah, that's something fundamental to the Tefillah. That's a Shinui in the Matbei HaBracha, and if you're Mishana in the Matbei HaBracha, you're not Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. So that's where Chaim thinks that in that case, where you neglected to or you forgot the same Talamat of Levracha, Shabbos Mincha, you're not Yotzei that tefillah at all, and you have to daven a Tashlumin at Mariv, even if you're not going to end up saying the same Talamat of Levracha as part of that Tashlumin. Sifat Frank raises a question whether that's so pasha. He suggests, interestingly, that maybe the same Talmud of Levracha isn't really a shinui mimadeya shetavu chachamim, because after all, the din is that if you forgot the same Talmud of Levracha in the appropriate place, you can insert in Shema Kaleinu. So he suggests the fact that you can insert in Shema Kaleinu means that it's not part of the Matbeya HaBracha, because you don't have to recite it in that bracha. You can say in Shema Kaleinu. Which is interesting to suggest, I'm not sure how to evaluate it.
Earlier,
really,
you don't have to say that the context of Shemoneh Esrei is enough, even without taking the mother to be yotzi in the Yom HaOrah. You just say it's a regular Shemoneh Esrei because he has anything you need.
Right. But here he's saying it could be it's even better than Yalav Yava. Yalav Yava has to be in Ritzei. But here, the Mata Bracha could even be in Shema Kaleinu. It doesn't have to be in Birkas Hashanah.
Right. So he thinks the Matbeh. When we said earlier that you can be that when you in that case. In the heart speed, the second Shema Esrei didn't have Chayt HaMotah, but did have Yalav Yavo, it would suffice as a Matbeh, as the Shema Esrei context, because you didn't, it's a completely good Shema Esrei, because he thinks you don't need Chayt HaMotah at all. I mean, but it's not considered to be losing the Matbeh of Tevila, but really you do need the full Shema Esrei, however you define it, as context for Yalav Yavo.
Okay. So he raises the question that maybe really would be more parallel to Yalav Yavo. In the other direction, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, in an article in Yeshurun, Nisan Toshin Nun Zayin, he doesn't make the assumption of Reb Chaim that there's a difference between the Saint Talamata or Levracha and Yalav Yavo. And he points out another Ha'ara that he thinks you should not daven tashlumin in this case, because the din is that you're not allowed to be mispalel tefilas nedava on Shabbos. He thinks that the question of Sein Talmud Levrach is really parallel to the question of Me'ein HaMa'orah. But even though in general, by Me'ein HaMa'orah, if you forget Yalav Yavo Mincha, then we tell you Lahalacha to daven to Mariv, because even Alitzah that you're ready Yotzei, your Chiyoshman Esrei, it'll be a Nadava, but that's not an option on Friday night, because we paskin that one cannot daven Tefillas Nadava on Shabbos. So for that reason, Lahalacha, he thinks in this case, you should not daven the Tefillas Tashlumin. And he points out that the Shari Tshuva in the end of Simon Kofches quotes a parallel din from the Tshuva Zera Emes, one of the Sephardi Tshuva Sfarim, that if a person forgot Yalav Yavo on Erev Shabbos Mincha, and Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh, then you don't daven Tashlumin for the same reason, that there's no Tefillas Nadava on Shabbos. So even the Pesach and the Mechaber, that if a person forgets Yalav Yavo Mincha, you daven Tashlumin on Mariv, that's not true if we're talking about davening on Shabbos. Rav Shechter quotes in the Rav a slightly different take on Me'ein HaMa'orah. It appears in Eretz HaSvi Simon Hei. The Rav assumed lahalacha that if a person doesn't recite Yalav Yavo, so he's Yotzei Yisvila, he just has him in Yotzei the Me'ein HaMa'orah, which is the position that we attributed to the Ben Yehud and Tosos. But the mechanism of that, it works as follows. That he has been Yotzei Me'ein HaMa'orah, and in that case, we allow him to daven another Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say, we're not talking about Tashlumin, you forget Yalav Yavo and Shacharis. So you've been Yotzei Tefillas Shacharis. I've been Yotzei Tefillas Shacharis, then why are you allowed to daven again just to recite Yalav Yavo? You've already been Yotzei Shacharis. So there's a takana. Or we allow you to daven Shacharis again in order to be Yotzei Yechiv of Me'ein HaMa'orah. Because in general, any time that there's a... that was the nature of the Takana. What's the Chiv of Me'ein HaMa'orah? So the Chiv of Me'ein HaMa'orah that has to be mentioned once a Shacharis, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once a night, once during the time of Shacharis, once during the time of Mincha, and once during the time of Mariv. If that's true, then Me'ikar Adin, Me'ikar Adin, a person could really be Yotze the Chiyuv of Me'ein HaMa'ora for Shacharis in Tfilas Musa. If a person neglected to daven, to say Yalav Yavah in Shacharis, so couldn't he just be Yotze in Musaf? So Gemara alludes to Andaf Lamed on the Beis. No, there's mention of Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't have to be Yalav Yavah. It's mention of Rosh Chodesh. So in Musaf there's plenty of mention of Rosh Chodesh. So fundamentally, you could have been Yotze the Me'ein HaMa'ora in Musaf, but the Takana was that we tell you to daven Shacharis again because you're allowed to daven Tefillas Nedava for any need. And if we tell you daven Shacharis now as opposed to davening Musaf in an hour, so you'll be master Me'ein HaMa'ora earlier than you would otherwise, and that's enough of a reason to allow for a Tefillas Nedava. Based on that, and that's why you can daven Shacharis again. And based on that, the Rav was Mechadish, Lahalacha, that on Shabbos and Yontiv, when you're not allowed to daven the Tefillas Nedava, or even Bizman Hazeh, when we never encourage the Tefillas Nedava, then if a person neglected to recite Yalav Yavah in Shacharis, and he's still going to daven Musaf, he shouldn't repeat Shacharis. He should just be Yotzei the Me'ein HaMa'ora during Musaf. Chiddush L'dinah. The Magen of Ram in the end of Siman Kuf Ches, Sifkat and Tesayin, says that if a person forgets to say Yalav Yavah on Mincha the first day of a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, then everyone should agree, whatever you say in the Sheet that's Rishon that we started with, but everyone should agree that you daven Marv twice. Because there you do chap the Me'ein HaMa'ora in Marv. You will be reciting Yalav Yavah in the Tevilas Tashlamin. According to the Rav, it should come out that should not be the din. That the nature of the chiyuv of Me'ein HaMa'ora is to mention the Me'ein HaMa'ora once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once in the evening. Once during Zman Shacharis, once during Zman Mincha, once during Zman Ma'ariv. So if you neglected to have the Me'ein HaMa'ora during Zman Mincha, you're not gaining anything by davening to Ma'ariv. It's very good, you'll say Yalav Yavah twice. But what do you gain by saying Yalav Yavah twice during Ma'ariv? There's a takana of tashlumin for tefillah. There's no takana of tashlumin to be mashlim in me'ein hama'ora that was supposed to have been articulated at an earlier period in time. So the Rav felt that in that situation there should not be a tefillah tashlumin because you're not gaining anything. Rav Shechter points out that the Shaar Tzion here in Sifkat Nun Dalet quotes such a shita from the Binyan Ariel. I didn't have a chance to look at the Binyan Ariel inside, but the way it's quoted in the Shari Tshuva, it sounds like the Binyan Ariel is arguing based on a different cheshvan, that fundamentally, if there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, it's really only Misafik, because only one day is really the Rosh Chodesh, and the reason we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh sometimes is because of the history of how the Eidos HaChodesh was presented. But there really should only be one day of Rosh Chodesh. So if fundamentally there's only one real day of Rosh Chodesh, you're not gaining anything mimanoshach in a tashlumin of Me'ein HaMa'ora. It's just the Rashi Prakim here doesn't spell it out, so we could try to find and see exactly what he says. But he's not presenting this question. The Rav is saying for a different reason that it wouldn't make sense to daven Marv twice because that doesn't help you with the Me'ein HaMa'ora that you've missed. Finally, the Stipler quotes Kasha on the Chachmei Provence. The Chachmei Provence is the Shita that the Rush quoted, which was the riff in Ar Tosfos, that if you don't mention the Yalav Yavah, Kili, you haven't davened at all, you haven't been Yosef the Tefillah whatsoever. So the Stipler quotes Kasha on that from the Gemara Daf Lamed Amud Beis, which is quoted Lahalacha in Simen Kuf Kavav. If Gimel. The way the Bahag, the Rashi quotes the Bahag, the way the Bahag understood the Gemara, which is what's quoted in Lahalach and Shulchan Aruch, is that if a Shliach Tzibor forgets to say Yalav Yavah in his Shacharis Shmona Esrei, then we don't make him repeat the Shacharis Shmona Esrei because of Tircha Did Tzibura. In the Chazaras HaShas, he forgets the Alav Yavo, so we allow him to rely on the Musaf that he's going to daven to fulfill his chiyuv of Me'ein HaMa'ora, and we don't make him repeat Shachris because of Tircha Ditzibura. So the kasha is that if the pshat in leaving out Me'ein HaMa'ora is that you haven't been Yotzei the Tefillah at all, so what's this notion of being naked because of Tircha Tzibura? Bottom line, you haven't been Yotzei Shachris. If a Shliach Tzibur leaves out one bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, then Tircha Ditzibura doesn't help you. He has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei because he hasn't been Yotzei the chiyuv. So what difference does it make that there's a cheshbon of Tircha Ditzibura if Lamaisa he hasn't been Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei, he should have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Stipler says that you have to say for the Chachmei Provence that when it comes to Shliach Tzibur, the din's different. That even though there is a takana of Me'ein HaMa'ora, and the takana was such that if you omit Me'ein HaMa'ora, you haven't been Yotzei the Chiyuv, and there's some lacking, there's some chisar in the matbeya shetav v'chachamim, but because of the cheshbon of Tircha Ditzibura, that takana was never extended to the Shliach Tzibur in the same way. That when the Shliach Tzibur leaves out Yalav Yav, it's not considered that he left out that he was Mishana from the Mabeya Shetav v'chachamim. That was the nature of the institution of Yalav Yav of Me'ein HaMa'ora, that there's that loophole for a Tzibur, for a Shas, which was based on the cheshbon of Tircha Ditzibura. Just 1 second. But according to the Rav's Mahalach, it works even better, that you really, Me'ikra Din, everyone should have been able to be Yotzei the Me'ein HaMa'ora for Musaf if he neglected to say Yalav Yavo as Shachris. Ela what? That in general, any time that there's a reason to daven again b'taras nedava, you're allowed to do so b'taras nedava. So if you're going to, it's going to be another hour till you daven musaf, we tell you, okay, why not daven shachris again, and you'll be yosei the main hour now. But any time that there's any counter cheshbon, if there's a cheshbon of tircha ditzibura, so you don't have to daven shemoneh esrei again, you don't have to daven b'tfilas nedava, you'll be yosei through musaf. Because fundamentally, all you have to do is have a main hour at one point during the morning. Yeah. Yeah.
What about if you left out Tefillah Mitzvah or something?
Shliach Tzibur?
Yeah.
And have to repeat it.
Specifically, Me'ein HaMa'ora is something that's not, that's a
common. Right, because that's something that's superimposed on the Shemoneh Esrei, and that, right.